Layer 1111, FDR's Car Interactive and Archival Collections. 1936 Ford Phaeton. President Roosevelt enjoyed driving this car whenever he was at Hyde Park. Specially modified to be operated with hand controls, it gave him the freedom to drive despite his disability. The controls were designed and installed by Fred Yellye, a mechanic in Poughkeepsie. After FDR's death, Eleanor Roosevelt used the car until late 1946 when she presented it to the museum. It had been driven 19,143 miles. FDR Library and Museum. FDR Car Interactive Text. A tract screen. FDR's 1936 Ford Phaeton. Touch screen to begin. Home screen. FDR's 1936 Ford Phaeton. Learn more by choosing from the topics below. Main menu. Taking a drive. Archival film. FDR at the wheel. Passenger stories. People and places. Archival photos. Custom controls. Explore modifications. Custom controls. Learn more about the car's modifications by selecting an option below. Clutch and brake. This simple but ingenious lever controls the clutch and the brake. Moving the lever forward disengages the clutch when shifting gears. When the lever is pushed even further forward, the plate welded to the clutch pedal would press on the plate welded to the brake pedal to slow or stop the car. Accelerator lever. FDR controlled the speed of the car with his right hand by using this throttle lever mounted on the steering column. Gear shift. The car has a standard gear shift lever. Parking brake. This lever engages the parking brake. Cigarette dispenser. This clever device dispenses a lit cigarette. It allowed FDR to smoke using only one hand. St. Christopher medal. St. Christopher is the patron saint of travelers. Taking a drive. FDR enjoyed driving around Hyde Park with friends, family, and guests. These home movies date from the late 1930s and early 1940s. FDR at the wheel. Read about FDR's driving style by choosing one of the stories below. Winston S. Churchill recalls a June 1942 tour of Hyde Park. He welcomed me with the greatest cordiality, and driving the car himself took me to the majestic bluffs over the Hudson River, on which Hyde Park, his family home, stands. The president drove me all over the estate, showing me its splendid views. In this drive, I had some thoughtful moments. Mr. Roosevelt's infirmity prevented him from using his feet on the brake, clutch, or accelerator. An ingenious arrangement enabled him to do everything with his arms, which were amazingly strong and muscular. He invited me to feel his biceps, saying that a famous prize fighter had envied them. This was reassuring, but I confess that when on several occasions the car poised and backed on the grass verges of the precipices over the Hudson, I hoped the mechanical devices and brakes would show no defects. Queen Elizabeth describes a drive to Top Cottage, June 11, 1939. President Roosevelt drove us in his car that was adapted to his use, requiring great dexterity with his hands. Motorcycle police cleared the road ahead of us, but the president pointed out sights, waved his cigarette holder about, turned the wheel, and operated the accelerator and the brake all with his hands. He was conversing more than watching the road, and drove at great speed. There were several times when I thought we would go right off the road and tumble down the hills. It was very frightening, but quite exhilarating. It was a relief to get to the picnic. James Roosevelt on his father's driving style. Father always liked to drive around the Hyde Park area. I recall when he took Sam Rosenman and Jim Farley for a drive one day to show off a new road he'd had built in the backwoods. Like many of Father's home engineering projects, it wasn't as good as he thought it was. and he wasn't as good with the hand controls as he thought he was. As they neared the bottom of a hill, he accidentally squeezed the accelerator instead of the brake. The car careened around a curve at terrific speed before he brought it to a screeching halt. Turning around, Father found Farley almost in a faint, and Rosenman crossing himself. Laughing, Father asked his Jewish friend what in Lord's name he was doing. Sam said, "Driving with you, I'm taking no chances." Father roared. It became one of his favorite stories. Eleanor Roosevelt remembers her husband's escape from the Secret Service. "Up at Hyde Park, my husband was amused by the bodyguards that were always around. My husband used to try the Secret Service because he would try and run away from them in his little car. And they had a terrible time over the country roads following. Sometimes they got stuck, and I can remember on one occasion when he led them through his tree plantations in the lower woods. They appeared at the house and said, 'Where is the president?' And I said, 'I don't know. He hasn't come back.' And the look on the men's faces was perfectly desperate, because they said, 'Our big car got stuck in the mud. We couldn't follow him. Now where is he?' And at that moment, he drove up, looking triumphant, and said, 'Oh, were you looking for me?'" People and places. Touch below to browse photos of FDR driving. Photo caption text. 1. Roosevelt stops for a talk during a 1942 drive around his estate. 2. The president's distant cousin, Margaret Suckley, snapped this photo of him leaving for a picnic, October 19, 1938. Left to right, FDR, Mrs. Arthur Murray, spouse of Roosevelt's friend Arthur Murray, a former British MP, Margaret's brother, Arthur. 3. FDR inspects the forests on his estate with Professor Nelson Brown of the New York State College of Forestry, February 1944. 4. Roosevelt greets guests at a Hyde Park conference of the National Youth Administration, NYA, October 1937. Left to right, E.R., FDR, Nancy Cook, NYA Administrator Aubrey Williams, FDR Advisor Charles Taussig. 5. Roosevelt arrives at Top College with the Crown Prince of Norway, April 1939. 6. FDR with the King and Queen of England and his son James's wife, Betsy, during the royal couple's visit to Hyde Park, June 11, 1939. 7. FDR chats with a Hyde Park neighbor, September 1940. The president's son, Elliot, stands behind the car. 8. FDR at the wheel of his car for the first time, April 26, 1936. D.M. Keyes and V.I. Relier of the Ford Motor Company delivered the car to him. 9. The president takes Great Britain's King George VI and Queen Elizabeth on a tour of his estate, June 1939. 10. Roosevelt and Winston Churchill take a drive, September 1943. Brendan Bracken, Britain's Minister of Information, and C.R. Thompson, Churchill's naval aide, are in the back seat. 11. FDR and his dog, Fala, enjoy a drive on the estate, October 22, 1944. 12. FDR smiles for reporters from the front seat of his car, July 4, 1937. 13. Reporters gather around FDR's car at Top Cottage, August 27, 1938. Mayor Fiorella LaGuardia of New York City sits on the running board. Eleanor Roosevelt stands at right. 14. The president inspects progress on construction of the Roosevelt Library, September 23, 1939. His grandchildren, Kate and Sarah Roosevelt, stand in the back of the car. 15. FDR enjoyed driving his car along little-known paths in the woods near his home. You can see the resulting damage to the car's exterior today. Archival collections. Inside additional controlled storage rooms on either side of the long hallway are FDR's collections of paintings, ship models, sculpture, and furniture, and other museum archival collections. A nearby panel is labeled Painting Collection. During his lifetime, President Roosevelt acquired a diverse collection of hundreds of oil and watercolor paintings. Part of this collection is stored in this room. Roosevelt family history is represented in nearly 60 family portraits in the collection. FDR's interest in naval and maritime history is reflected in hundreds of paintings of ships, famous sea battles, and prominent naval officers. Roosevelt also enjoyed collecting paintings of landscapes and people in his beloved Hudson River Valley. And there are nearly 100 paintings created by New Deal artists. Many paintings in the library's collection were displayed in the White House during FDR's presidency. Turn around 180 degrees and walk about 10 feet to two wooden benches on either side of a tall, 3 feet wide blue panel with the behind-the-scenes text. It reads, "A presidential library is much more than a museum exhibit. The Roosevelt Library preserves and protects 35,000 objects and over 17 million pages of documents. Only a small portion of these rich collections can be displayed in our exhibits. To make more of them accessible, we have opened up the walls of some of our collection storage rooms to give you an insider's view. In these rooms, you can see some of the unique personal collections gathered by FDR. There are also paintings, furniture, sculpture, and an archival storage room. Each day, library staff works with our collections in rooms like these. You may see a staff person at work in one today." Turn right and move about 10 feet to return to the long hallway and turn left. On the right side of the hallway are glass walls behind which are dozens of scale model ships of all kinds, from wooden schooners to luxury liners. A nearby text panel reads, "FDR's Ship Model Collection." President Roosevelt had a deep interest in the sea that dated back to his childhood when he heard stories from his Delano relatives about the family's adventures in overseas trade. He spent a lifetime amassing a world-class collection of naval and maritime prints, drawings, manuscripts, rare books, and ship models. A highlight of the Roosevelt Library when it opened in 1941 was the Naval Room, where FDR showcased selections from his collection of over 400 ship models. Roosevelt purchased some of these. Others were gifts from friends and admirers. During his presidency, many were displayed in the White House. This room houses just a portion of this large collection. Turn left and continue another 12 feet along the hallway. On your left is a glass-walled room filled with furniture and sculpture. Text reads, "Furniture and Sculpture Collection." Part of the library's furniture and sculpture collections are stored in this room. The furniture collection features many items used by the President and First Lady in their homes and at the White House, including antique furniture inherited from their Delano and Roosevelt ancestors. There are also furniture pieces produced at Valkill Industries, the craft factory Eleanor Roosevelt and several friends operated during the 1920s and 1930s. The eclectic sculpture collection includes family pieces inherited by the Roosevelts, busts of Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt by professional and amateur artists, depictions of famous naval figures collected by FDR, and sculptures created by New Deal artists. About 12 feet further along on your left is a room filled with boxes of documents. A text panel on the left wall reads, "Archival Collections." There are more than 17 million pages of documents in 400 distinct collections in the library's archives. Each year, thousands of researchers from around the world come here to explore these collections, which include the president's personal and family papers, the papers covering his public career, Eleanor Roosevelt's papers, and those of many Roosevelt friends and associates. The boxes you see here are only a small portion of over 22,000 in the archival collections. The boxes in this room are from the papers of Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt. They contain thousands of letters from the public written to the President and First Lady. FDR believed these spontaneous letters were among the most important in the library. You'll now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.